of early spending that helped bolster the holiday season, retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 1.9% in December compared with the previous month when sales increased 0.3%, according to the Commerce Department. A federal grand jury has indicted Baltimore's top prosecutor on charges of perjury and making false mortgage applications in the purchase of two Florida vacation homes. The Maryland-based U.S. Attorney's Office announced the four-count indictment on Thursday alleging Marilyn Mosby lied about meeting qualifications for coronavirus-related distributions from a city retirement plan in 2020. The Dow off 300 points, the NASDAQ is down 15. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold, low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon, and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond. Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000. Johnson is now back in custody. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Penn. She went missing after her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to a hospital. And the Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hiya, Joey.
Hello.
So, confession time for our listeners. Earlier today, Joey called me about some technical difficulties, and I broke down and cried on him. I'm sorry, Joey.
No need to apologize.
My babysitter, I went yesterday, and I think I mentioned this, I went and got a bunch of COVID tests, and my babysitter, who was, fingers crossed, was going to be better, tested positive again this morning. Makes me so sad. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We're winging it, and we're having fun winging it, and that's all I have to say about that. All right, a couple of things. First and foremost, today's agenda, because we've got a busy lineup today. Our usual Friday suspects, Jeff Poor calling in, Dale Jackson calling in, Greg Poole, who's going to be a regular here, calling in. I'm going to see what I can do to throw him off his game a little bit, because we're going to talk about some of the more fun national issues, not just what's going on here in Alabama. Representative Kyle South, who's got a bill related to athletes and changing what they did last year in terms of athletes' ability to monetize their money based on what's going on nationally. We'll have him on here to discuss that. And then the man, the myth, the legend. Yes, I just made that up in terms of title for him. Reed Ingram, State Representative Reed Ingram, is going to call us and talk to us about his first week of session and tell us what's going on at Sweet Creek about probably sometime in the early first half of this hour. Joey Clark, how was your day today?
It's been good so far.
So far, so good?
Yeah.
All right. I dig it.
Yeah, we talked international, we talked national, we talked state, and we talked local. We talked everything.
You did talk everything. All right. Good times. Good times. Well, we've got a little bit of that happening today. A little bit of everything going on. We've got some clips and a couple issues really got me fired up. And yes, for those of you who have kids and grandkids, I am now officially stealing Marshall's catchphrase. Joey, you don't know this, but there's a show called Paw Patrol, and each of the pups have a catchphrase. And the catchphrase, "I'm fired up," is the fire puppy. And so I've said it so many times now, it's in my brain. And so it is what it is. For those just tuning in, I think I picked up some listeners. I say I think. I know I picked up some listeners because I've heard from some new people that they just started tuning in. Welcome to Straight Talk with April Marie, where you will get local, state, and national news and headlines with, of course, all with my opinion thrown in there. And then in addition to that, you will also get random ranting and ravings as a parent, updates about my three kids and my two rabbits, and all sorts of other things. As long as he's here, I'm going to continue to take advantage of Joey Clark's kindness and goodness and occasionally mock him. But you're looking good today. What's happening in a casual Friday over there?
Oh, finally, somebody is recognizing the truth.
This is casual Friday.
This is casual.
That is not casual. For those who can't, because you can't see him, he's in a dress, a collared shirt, a vest. He's got his spiffy little hat on. That's dressy for a Friday. We're going to contrast that to what I wore to drop off my kids today. Are you ready? I wore flats that had happy face stickers on them. Mm-hmm. True story. Because my son put them on and I didn't have time to take them off. So the yellow happy faces you get when you do chores or have good days around here, those were on my shoes. I'm wearing sweatpants, or I believe the kids are calling it lounge pants, that say I'm a mess.
Yes.
Straight down the leg.
Well, that's true.
And a sweatshirt. And I had every intention of throwing on a coat, a winter coat, so that I looked put together today. And it didn't happen. I rolled into carpool 10 minutes late, looking like I had just lost a war. And the fact of the matter is I had. my daughter, this has been such a fun week. My daughter had decided to not do her homework in time, and it's all due on Friday because they're teaching them individual responsibility. So one particular subject, it's their vocabulary lessons. They have till Friday to do at their own pace. And so she informed me about 15 minutes to bedtime last night that she hadn't done this week's work. And so we did it last night and up to the last minute today. And by we, I mean she did it while I was like, how many left? How many left? It's the good times rolling over here. But I did would like to point out that there were two vocabulary sentences that I, in fact, could not answer. So little me sitting over here with a college degree, a radio show, and I was like, I have no idea what to fill those blanks in with. Very helpful, Joey. I was no help to her whatsoever. All right, 272-9228. I welcome any and all opinions, including those I completely disagree with on policy issues and all other things in life. And we are going to start the show with this announcement by House GOP, the Ways and Means House Committee over in up there in D.C. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, 20 states and territories reported in December that they have been unable to use at least 50% of COVID child care stabilization funds provided since March, with 13 different places reporting they have used none of the funds. Every time you hear government talk about more money is the solution, all we need is more money, more money, more money, more money for schools, more money for our communities, more money for this, more money for that. I want you to remember that when they get the money into their hot little hands, they don't know what to do with it. They waste it. They don't use it. They let it expire. Or we've seen in some states, the people allocating the money are the programs themselves are failing. We're going to talk about these issues and more later on in the show. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in just a moment.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. I will always be
around. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican. We need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble these days. It gets harder and harder. And on the line, the man, the myth, the legend, State Representative Reed Ingram. Hi there, Reed.
What's that?
So when State Senator Chris Elliott goes on Jeff Porcia, which he does weekly. We're going to have to work on you coming on the show more frequently. He holds the title of returning champion. So he's like the last guest to go on Jeff's show or next to last guest on Jeff's show every week. And he gets a title. So I just feel like you should have a title.
I want a title. Yeah, I need a title. And yeah. I tell you something we need to work on. I can't believe that Joey's keeping you straight. He needs a medal. And then we need to maybe play some Lynyrd Skynyrd like Sweet Home Alabama when you come back on the breaks, you know?
Oh, you know, I don't think we've played that in a while, if ever, Joey. Have we played that?
Well, I got it. I'll put it on.
Oh, there.
Yeah, we need
you know,
to play some
if you called in more frequently, we could make it your play-in song.
I'll do that. I'll call in more often. And I'd love to come on more often.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you about Sweet Creek, but before we get to that, it sounds like you survived. Do you have any massive injuries from the first week back in legislative session?
Absolutely none. We're getting off to a good start. Of course, we're slowing down because the governor wants to call a special. And I think it's smart for her to call the special on this because where this money to be spent needs to be something that we'll be able to look back in the mirror and see instead of salaries. And, you know, everybody up there wanted to have their opinion on where to put this money. And I think where she's going with infrastructure, water, sewer, you know, the hospitals, et cetera, I think that's the best place to put it. Everybody's got their own opinion. But, you know, if we went into the session trying to do it all in one, then lawmakers would say, hey, I'm going to hold this person's bill up or hold all these bills up or do whatever we could do to get the money to where I want it to go in my district. But this way, nobody has any politics in it. It's being done on a fair basis. And so I think the governor's smart to call a special. And it will slow us down. We'll have to stay in session a little bit longer on the back end, but it's done right. We're putting our time in, and I think it's going to be, I tell you, we're very fortunate. The state is one of the top on revenue, and we have come out of COVID, hopefully, on a bright side. And I think we've seen light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train as far as COVID. I think we're going to, on the backside of it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have it, and it is serious. But I think this variant has been a godsend to give people a lot more antibodies and a lot more resistance against the Delta part of it.
I know a lot of people with Omicron, and I have yet to see anyone seriously ill. Most everybody has a tired version of the flu. So they're exhausted. I'm sorry. They're exhausted with a cold, regular old cold symptoms, but being extra tired on top of that. And so I agree. The absolute freak out ever, I hope, is gone and settles down. Let's pivot to Sweet Creek, which I am long overdue for a trip to. What do y'all have going on there these days?
Well, you know, it's kind of it's slowing down a little bit, which is good. You can get in. There's no line. We've got some fresh crop pecans. We've got pecan candies. We've got all kinds of pecans, kind of like the Forrest Gump of pecans. And we've got some amazing food. You don't have to worry about the doors are propped open. We've got ventilation in there. You can come in, you can eat out, you can carry out. But we've got some amazing food. We've got some brisket. We've started doing brisket now, so you can get a brisket sandwich. If you special order a brisket, we'll smoke it for you. But the brisket is amazing. We've got ribs. We've got chicken. We've got, the salads, the sides, all the good stuff. So Camp Stew.
You haven't mentioned my current favorite thing happening over there. It's the coffee shop.
The Roost Coffee Shop. So we're open 7 days a week on the coffee shop, and it's the best coffee, in my opinion, anywhere, hands down. We get this coffee in. It's our label coffee, but it comes from South America. It's an organic coffee. It's clean. It's so smooth. It's not bitter. And we've got different flavors as well. So you can buy the whole bean, you can buy it ground, or you can buy it by the cup.
All right. Did you say you have a stew there?
I have camp stew. I make it every day. I make 60 quarts a day.
Goodness. All right. Well, I know what I am taking home next time I get there. The animals out, or is it too cold for the animals?
No, they're all out. So about, as you've been here before, we've got about 60 chickens and, 15 or so different fowl, like guineas and turkeys, and then the goats are back. So, yeah, come on out and see us and hang out with us. The market is open. We've got Wagyu beef. We've got all types of jams and jellies. We've got 64 different jams and jellies that we make, salad dressings, barbecue sauce, chow chow. Come on out and hang out with us. And if it's your first time, the ice cream's on me.
Ah, I did not know that. I think a lot of people are going to love that. And then before I let you go, I know I have to let you get back to the farm. You guys are already starting to plan for your next big event, the 4th annual Spring Chicken Festival.
Spring Chicken Festival, yeah. So it's we'll have Alabama vendors here. It'll be 30 plus vendors. Be a fun day. It's all a free event. We'll have food trucks. We'll have more animals. We'll have the super chicken that was here during Chicken Festival. You can get your picture made with her. And it's a fun day. It's really a fun day. And we're going to probably do a cook-off this year. We're working on that now with first responders. Come in. You can sample the food. And you'll have an opportunity to vote who is the best. So it'll be three ways you can vote.
All right. I love that. And I have several pictures with the chicken. The chicken is a great sport for photos.
Hey, that chicken does a great job. Eats a lot, but it's a good chicken.
Before I let you go, and I know I said that once already, I actually got into an online discussion and mentioned Sweet Creek because somebody said, what happened to good old-fashioned cakewalks? And I said, they still do them at Sweet Creek events. Will there be a cakewalk at this event?
we'll make sure we have a cakewalk. We normally don't have it on our chicken festival. We do it for our fall festival, but we'll have it a couple of times a day just for you. We do have an ice cream eating contest and watermelon eating and all that good stuff at Spring Chicken. If the watermelons are ripe by then, depends on the weather.
All right. I'm going to hold you to the cakewalk at least while I'm there. We'll see what we can do. All right. You have a wonderful day. Our listeners know where to find you and Karen over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. And we'll get you back on to discuss what's going on at the State House again next week.
Thank you, April. And I want to tell everybody, please have a great weekend. Be safe. This COVID is serious, but it's not as bad as it was. My family had it all during Christmas. It's nothing to joke about or play off, but just take care of yourself and be safe, and God bless.
All right, thank you. That was State Representative Reed Ingram, our incredible representative from the Pike Road area, and we will coming up later in the show. We have Jeff Poor coming up after this next break. Joey, I got out of breath. You know, that's what I get.
Where'd it go? Why'd you run out?
Say that again.
Where'd it go? Why'd you run out of breath?
I don't know, but maybe it's because I need to write down slow down back on my notebook. Slow down. Reed was a good, him calling in was a good reminder that that we still have the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing going on. And this week's drawing will be this afternoon. We got a good list going, but it's not too late to get your name in there. 272-9228. I mentioned I started the show talking about the fact that the Department of Health and Human Services is pointing out the funds that have gone unspent in states. And I think that's part of the reason why they're prioritizing how they're going to spend the COVID money. There are several things going on. One is a lot of this money they just need to get allocated. And then I think it helps in the budget process, which is really the duty of that was, by the way, a vocabulary word of my daughter's. The duty of the state lawmakers when they're at the state house is to do that state budget. And so I think there's going to be they'll get through this special session within the session for those following along. And then we'll get to that includes spending that COVID money. And then we'll get to the regular state budget and the other issues. I shake my head when I think about the surplus plus as I look at ways in which our state can ease the tax burden on families and businesses. And there are still a number of ways that the state can do that. I'm going to be interested to see what lawmakers propose and what gets through this year in terms of their ability and their willingness to ease some of the burdens on families and businesses. We've talked with Secretary of State John Merrill and other lawmakers about the business privilege tax, and I'm interested to see if they do away with that or if they even just change the name of it. I know that sounds crazy, but I just get offended every time I have to write that in the notes section of my business, the business privilege, because in case you guys didn't know, it's a privilege to own a business in the state of Alabama. It might be a privilege to live here, by the way, as I watch all my friends in California and other liberal places, New York, even Washington, D.C., deal with their liberal lawmakers. But it's not a privilege to deal with the ups and downs and ins and outs of a small business. It is a right we have to support ourselves and our families. But that is a tangent for a different day. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, Jeff Poor on the line. He's had some interesting interviews this week we're going to discuss, and we're going to talk about that that new U.S. Senate ad campaign. Back in just a moment.
listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The new year is here, and make it a great one by going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. The prices are perfect. Look at the selection at LarryPuckett.com. You'll see all makes and models and their price to sell. You'll be the envy of your neighbors when they see you pull up in your driveway with your new car from Larry Puckett. They have a large selection, and you're sure to find the perfect one for you. If you need some extra cash to pay off those Christmas credit card bills, Larry Puckett will give you an instant cash offer for your used car. For over four decades, the River Region and beyond have trusted Larry Puckett Chevrolet for price, service, and those little things that keep customers coming back. It's a new year and a great time to test drive your next car at Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Call them at 285-9300 or, as I said earlier, check out the inventory at LarryPuckett.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold. Low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Blue skies smiling
me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
I have two mics over here, and I just started talking into the one that's not connected, Joey Clark.
Yeah, I saw that and wasn't going to mention it, so I'm happy you outed yourself.
Jeff Poor, save me from myself.
You got this one. You don't need me to save you.
On our line now is Jeff Poor. I would list off all of his credentials and bona fides, but dadgum, we only have like 30 minutes. Jeff is with Lanny App, Breitbart, Yellowhammer, and what is the name of your radio station? I can't believe I haven't learned this yet.
FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile. Proud father of a little one. Is there anything else I've left out?
Probably some things that maybe aren't resume answers, but we won't have to get into those.
Oh, okay. Now you got me curious. Okay, so earlier you and I were discussing the CJ Pearson column. Is it Pierce or Pearson? Column in that appears in Gateway Pundit. For those of you unfamiliar with the story, there is a story about Mike Durant being a Trojan horse in the Alabama Senate race. And it's got a lot of like make your eyes gloss over to me insider information about the staff of the PAC that's supporting him. But, and I've kind of reconsidered this after even talking to you, there are some zingers in there that I think people might pay attention to. One of those being the last time he voted, which was in 2008. To me, that's the kind of thing that makes you raise your eyebrows.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not running. You decide you're going to run for Senate because you want to make better for the world or whatever, but you can't take time to go vote and undo your civic duty. I think that's absolutely fair game. But look, I've been covering politics in this state for a little while. I've never seen a Mike Durant at a political function of any sort. You say that even Tommy Tuberville, when he was looking to run for first governor and then a successful run for Senate, he started showing up at things and at least putting forth some effort. Mike Durant, he can run. He's an American citizen. As long as he's legal, that's fine. But you got to kind of wonder, well, what's going on here? Why all of a sudden did you decide you want to be a United States Senator?
What do you make of the revelations that the people behind this PAC have more Democrat ties than Republican?
I'm not going to make quite the broad leap that he's a Lincoln Project stooge or something like that. It is entirely possible, and I'm not saying that it is, in fact, true, but it is possible that these groups looking around, they look at the candidates, and among the three contenders on the Republican ticket, they see Mike Durant as the lesser of three evils, so they want to help him get across the finish line. I think that is a possibility. I don't know it to be a fact, but I don't think we could automatically assume, just because he's getting support from some of these groups, that he is a cahoots with them, he is their stooge or whatever. That's something we got to be careful of.
Well, and I think that was my response is that I don't see Mike Durant as being a secret liberal. He's not hiding the fact he's more moderate than Mo and Katie. That seems to be part of his shtick, part of his lane. Is he's throwing out Trump name just enough, I think, for it not to be a question of whether or not he is or was a Trump supporter. But I find the fact he didn't vote more interesting, and I find the notes about his private conversations more interesting, or potential private conversations more interesting in terms of election integrity and priorities and that sort of thing.
Right, and there's a lot of talk about, I think he sent to a gathering that he thought that Joe Biden was elected fair and square, which, I mean, that's certainly a valid opinion, I suppose, but it's not something that's going to resonate with a Republican base, as Mo Brooks had to learn the hard way. But, you know, that he's, when we talk about it, the whole election integrity thing, he's not down for the struggle with the Trump cause. And that, in a lot of people's eyes, is a disqualifier. I think it's fair to discuss, rightly or wrongly. You can make the case either way, but there are people that are going to base their judgment on your response to that. That he is, in direct contrast to that.
Well, I'm interested. One of the things that came out this week is the Club for Growth ads against Katie Britt. And it is it's a $2.3 million, but it's, I believe, over 10 weeks.
Right.
My thought was, we're going to get to a point in February or March where they're going to realize that they also have to hit Mike Durant. And what line of attack do they use against Mike Durant?
I suppose, but you're assuming this, if Club for Growth is indeed successful and when their attacks against Katie Britt, that is going to dissuade Katie Britt voters. I think maybe Durant picks up a few, but if they start opting to go with Mo Brooks, I mean, how relevant is Durant? Is it ABC? Or is it A or B? And A or B being Brooks and Britt, and then C being Durant. I mean, are people automatically going to flock to a Mike Durant? I don't know. It's hard to tell with a candidate with a phantom campaign as such as his, what his ceiling is, what his floor is. I mean, how many people do you talk to, and you talk to a lot of people too, on a daily basis that are just, they're either fired up about Mike Durant, like you see a lot of people fired up about a Katie Britt or a Mo Brooks?
Very few. We have heard from on this station people who have called in and said, I am voting for him because of his military experience and his service to our nation. And because for one reason or the other, they were not made Mo Brooks fans. So they're voting for him over Katie Britt. You bring up a valid point. There is, at the end of the day, if it is a runoff form with Mo Brooks, who does Club for Growth want in that runoff? And I ask you, who do you think Club for Growth wants in that runoff?
I guess if you had to pick, it seems to me Durant would be the lesser of the two, because he just wouldn't have the financial backing that Katie Britt is going to have. I think McConnell World, Shelby, they need a female U.S. senator. They need to bolster their ranks, young, and it's more about national brand image. Katie Britt will do the Republican Party nationally some favors, that they're looking at this as, number one, a branding exercise, and number two, they know Mo Brooks is not going to play ball with them. Katie Britt would.
That is a very fair assessment. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, a couple of questions for you on the state legislature before I let you get about your day. For those listening,
right,
you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Our every Friday guest, Jeff Poor, on the line with us. We were discussing the U.S. Senate race, and when we come back, we'll get into some state politics. Back in just a moment.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
Jeff Four on the line. So we got through some very early days of legislative session here. Looks like we're going to have a session within the session. It reminds me of those little Russian nesting dolls. What are you seeing and hearing behind the scenes in terms of the first things they're going to pass? It looks like the first thing they're going to do is look at this COVID money. But are you hearing any clear this off the plate priorities from members of your area or members you're talking to?
Slow burn to qualification deadline. I think they're going to burn a lot of days, as many as they can, between now and January 28th, just because they want to know what the political realities are that lie ahead. And if you look at qualified, if you go to the Alabama Republican Party website and you look at the candidates that have qualified for legislative seats, not a whole lot of challengers for incumbents. Incumbents, a lot of them will run unopposed in their primary, which is, we know in Alabama, you know, you win your primary, the general election becomes a formality. So I think they're not going to really tempt fate. They're going to they're going to play it safe until that January 28th deadline, and then maybe you'll see some more action. I think the possibility of a special session between now and then is very likely. It's very peculiar to me why this couldn't be done in regular order during the regular session, but the talking point is this. They don't want to commingle the budgets with the ARPA money being one-time money, the budgets being, it is something that will have to be revisited in the future. If you put an expenditure or a line item in the education trust fund or general fund budget, it may come up for renewal. And so let's not commingle that money. Let's figure out ways to spend this money, this ARPA money, on one-time expenditures. Which, what I'm hearing, it's the typical rural broadband, hearing water and sewer infrastructure. One thing that's really interesting, Senator Dan Roberts, he's a senator from the Birmingham area. He's got one bill. Apparently, there's some ARPA credits, child tax credits, and other things that still under Alabama law would be taxed. So one thing you may see is an adjustment, and then this is 50-50 shot I give it, an adjustment to the Alabama tax code to protect those ARPA benefits doled out to individuals from the taxation in Alabama. But I think it will either happen in the special session if the governor includes it on the call, or it will happen immediately after the special session. But I just think it's going to be kind of a slog until January 28th, and then that's when you'll see critical race theory ban, you'll see constitutional permitless carry, you'll see maybe some of the transgender things, Shay Shelnut, Senator from Trustville, tried to get through, things like that will start becoming more of a more of the focus.
Yeah, I think the for lack of a better way to put, the easy bills, the easy to message bills, easy to defend back home, looks great on a mail piece and in a TV or radio ad. Those things are going to be first on the agenda, and then the rest of the issues may fall to the wayside. But very good observation in terms. I'm on the ALGOP, which is for those. The Alabama GOP website, algop.org. You can look at all the qualified candidates there. I'm at the list of Alabama House and Senate, and very few incumbents facing challengers. And so, surprises me this year. Surprises me in an anti-incumbent year that some of these more liberal, we've got some incredible members in the Montgomery delegation. There's some incredible members around the state. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I understand why they don't have opposition, but some of these, lack of a better word, squishes could and should probably have some primary opponents.
And something else, April Marie, I'll tell you this. Look at Gerald Allen in Tuscaloosa, kind of right of center guy. Maybe one of the more conservative members of the Alabama State Senate. He every year is the constitutional carry guy. He is the monument preservation guy. The University of Alabama, not really thrilled with his service to the Alabama Senate. They put up, it looks like the establishment's going to have a challenger. So you're seeing the incumbents, I think, being challenged. They're going after these the ones that tend to be more right of center, if anything. I think maybe one exception, Steve Livingston has an opponent, but in the Senate, that's where you could see, and in the House eventually, you could see some of these members that don't get along with the business community. They're not a BCA type candidate or an alpha candidate or whatever. That's where you may see the incumbent challenge.
Interesting. I had not noticed that, but that's a very good point. Nobody in this area currently facing opposition in this area, the Montgomery region. There's also not everybody has qualified. So we'll keep an eye on that. I've been looking at the state races, statewide races. Speaking of which, do you know this woman from Mobile who qualified for the U.S. Senate race?
I do not. Never heard of her, or have no knowledge of her at this point.
Interesting. So Mo Brooks, I'm looking, did qualify. He announced he was quarantining for COVID, and so was doing so without a big brouhaha at the headquarters. So he has qualified since I last looked. Looks like all of our incumbent delegation has also qualified. Jerry Carl, Barry Moore, Mike Rogers, Robert Adderholt. District 5 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 candidates in there now. That's going to be a fun race to watch. That's the seat for Mo Brooks that Mo Brooks currently has.
Yeah, I think the two I'm watching, Casey Wardinsky and Dale Strong. I think Paul Sanford's got an outside shot at it. But he made a lot of enemies when he was a state senator up there. I don't know how people feel about that, but those are probably the three of the ones to watch for sure.
We'll keep an eye on that. Well, tell our listeners where they can find you.
Check me out, twitter.com/Jeff_Poor. It's kind of a one-stop shop for everything Jeff Poor if you're interested.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll have you again on next week.
Thanks for having me on, April Marie.
All right. That was Jeff Poor, one of my absolute favorites. So, Joey, you said you, and I apologize, I missed it, have you had C.J. Pearson on yesterday?
Yeah, at 9. And I thought it was interesting. I pretty much had the same take as Jeff Poor did, in the sense that I don't think it was like something to knock out Durant. And I thought the headline on it, Trojan Horse, was a bit much. I asked CJ straight up, are you supporting Mo Brooks? Because this is the Trump endorsement. CJ's still in the Trump world. He said no. He's actually still looking at Katie as well. And really, my big takeaway is, and this is just to reiterate what Jeff Poore said, is this is not to me a slam dunk that Mike Durant's some Trojan horse or stooge for the Lincoln Project. It's more this is a nationwide strategy by this particular More Perfect Union pack to find people they think they can bank on. And I don't think that's the full extent of Mike Durant, the man himself. And I also find it interesting how that information, the initial information that was brought to CJ, and he was forthcoming. He said, I'm part of the Trump world. Some people told me some stuff, and then he started doing his own digging and put stuff together. So we'll see where this goes. And I do have to say, CJ is now 19.
Yes.
It's amazing how much his profile, how high his profile is at such a young age. But it's always cool seeing somebody here from Alabama with that sort of national cachet.
It's really funny you say that, because when I was on Jeff's show earlier, I just do a 15-minute call in there. Yeah. What's interesting to me is that it feels like every election cycle and every media cycle, there is a CJ Pearson pop of some sort.
Yeah.
So he does know how to get his name out there. When I looked on Gateway Pundit for this particular story earlier, just to bring it up, there are stories there going back, of course, years and years and years. He's working it, which, you know, when I was his age, I certainly was not as far along. And it's fun watching to me the evolution of, and I called him a kid earlier, the evolution of the kids in politics.
Well, and he certainly, cause I looked up what has he done lately. He did one appearance on Newsmax, but he's gone into the lion's den with Mark Lamont Hill, with Roland Martin, and he's held his own for the most part in a pretty hostile, you know, environment. And I hope he keeps going.
It's so funny, because when I was in my 20s in politics, I wanted to go out and conquer the world, and now I'm only 40. And I referred to him as a child or kid probably 10 times in the last 48 hours. Next thing you know, I'm going to be telling him to get off my lawn, because I'm that old lady.
When I think I was 20 looking at politics, to quote George Carlin, it's all BS and it's bad for you. And a lot's changed since then, right?
That's the fun thing about politics, is it never changes. Right. The characters change, the storyline itself doesn't. And so, you know, my growing up, 272-9228, 272-9228, by the way, if anybody wants to give us a call. Growing up, my mother and the woman who would watch me, babysit me in the afternoons, watched soap operas. And then when I went away to college, I, of course, didn't watch soap operas, and I still don't watch soap operas. But what I find amazing is that I can tune into them and still see some of the main characters. You know, the entire show revolves around them. And that's a lot of politics. If you, whether you're in Montgomery, D.C., Tallahassee, any other state capital, the characters come and go. There are characters who come and go. But by and large, the same people run the joint.
Yeah, absolutely.
A crying shame, I tell you. Which is what is so fun about us young kids who get involved. All right. We are not going to hit a quick break. First, I'm going to remind you guys about Mortgage Corporation of the South. Then we're going to hit a quick break. Mortgage Corporation of the South, your go-to mortgage and loan center. Not just mortgages, they also do loans. So they can help you get pre-approved for a loan if you are looking for to get into a new house. Refinance your current mortgage, get lower interest rate, lower payments. If you've been considering that,